As promised, Dr. William Haynes has stepped into studio. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Yeah, hi. Thanks very much for having me.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for the good work that you do. I hear, unfortunately, shoulder surgery is, in fact, on the rise. Why is that?
I think as we emerge from this COVID cloud, we're starting to see a lot more sort of sports medicine-related injuries, rugby injuries, mountain biking injuries, as well as the folks who've been scared to come to hospital, and rightly so. You know, as we've moved through this Omicron variant, we're moving into what appears to be a safer environment to operate and perform, you know, the shoulder replacements and those surgeries that people have.
Yeah, all the electives.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Well, keeping you in business, not a bad thing, but more so I'm really happy that the people can actually get the help that they need. I'm pretty sure that it's not a good idea to ignore something. It probably makes it a little bit more complicated, but you're the expert.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, we've seen some more complicated pathology as a result of, you know, having had to wait. And it's not, you know, it's not the patient's fault. It's been a situation where we've had wave after wave and people lining up. And then, you know, unfortunately, one or two testing positive, you know, a day or two prior to surgery, which we've had to then also postpone.
Yeah, just unfortunate events.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I wonder, like from a bio perspective, obviously you work quite closely with all of the other health professionals who are then responsible for the rehabilitation and return to sport. I wonder from that perspective if just the amount of downtime that people spent during COVID could have also contributed to like just weakening muscle and posture and all of that, and resulting also in, you know, a more severe need for surgery.
Yeah, I think also it's been interesting in terms of, it's been like a bimodal peak in terms of what you're, so on one hand, yes, there has been exactly what you described, where people have not been as active, and have you know, it's obviously resulted in muscle wasting and weakness and pathology worsening. But on the other hand, which has also been quite interesting, is we've seen the opportunity to pursue a more conservative approach with successful outcomes. So those patients who've initially presented with the type of impingement, you know, getting them to see the physiotherapist, the biokineticist, and working closely with the bios, and that combined with a lifestyle change, you're getting people who 2 years ago would have had an operation not needing surgery. So that's also been quite an exciting outcome out of this COVID
I think that
pandemic.
Is an absolutely incredible point that you raised there, because essentially surgery should not be your first point of call. I know that there may still be some health professionals who don't agree with that statement, but why, when there are conservative approaches that you could try first, would you want to jump straight to surgery? And knowing that whatever you do in the rehab space only also decreases your recovery time, why not go conservative first?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, specifically, and I, you know, I'm very fortunate to be involved in musculoskeletal medicine, where you've got that opportunity to, and it, you know, there's a catchphrase of what they term prehab. So you perform the rehab, and you know, if after 6 weeks, 3 months, that is not working, and you've tried everything conservatively, then yes, you're gonna potentially require an operation, but your recovery from that operation is infinitely quicker than if you'd not done the rehab prior to that.
Incredible. And we live in such an incredible town where we really do. We've got so many incredible health professionals that are collaborative. And one such event that I, or activity that I would like to draw attention to today with you, is something that you headed up pre-COVID. Obviously, many things were disturbed by this last 2 years, but a multidisciplinary discussion with an active element that you guys have coined, active orthopedics.
Yeah.
How cool.
So we started that probably about 9 months before the whole COVID set in. And essentially what active orthopedics is an environment where we can get a multidisciplinary approach, and what that means is healthcare professionals across the board. So GPs, specialists, physiotherapists, biokineticists, chiropractors, pharmacists, healthcare, you know, guys who are personal trainers, health shop owners, you know, just, it's an environment where we can discuss topics that are obviously topical and critical, where there's no judgment, You know, we're all it's done as an event, and there'll be three or four talkers.
Okay.
On a specific topic. Thereafter, once we've had the lectures, we'll pop on the running shoes and go for a 5K run.
Very cool.
And then after that, cup of coffee, and the opportunity there is to be able to stand around, no judgment, and connect with people across the board who we may have only spoken to on the phone or have written a letter to in the past.
Yeah, and also, what an awesome opportunity to network, connect in person, face to face. You know, it's been impossible, like you say, to actually foster real, true connections over the last 2 years, if not for Zoom or on the phone call, but to actually get out, get active, have that active element to this collaborative work that you guys are doing. I think it's incredible. And just touching on that, you have mentioned that you will have three speakers and it's all related to the healthcare profession, but this event is actually open to the public as well.
Yeah. So, you know, the topics are generally medical,
yes.
With a specific medical slant.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this one now that we're gonna relaunch the Active Orthopedics with is gonna be a coming out of COVID themed event.
Right. So that's the major topic for the day,
yeah.
And then you'll have different perspectives from different healthcare professionals. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we've got Dr. Rahan Lutchman, who's a specialist cardiologist.
Incredible.
And he's going to really give us an idea about how do you return to exercise post-COVID. You know, what are you looking at? What are the physiological markers? You know, when do you worry?
Hmm.
And you know, that this has come from a personal perspective from myself. You know, I had COVID mid-December, and you know, I thought I was bulletproof, and I started to come back running mid-Jan, and I got a nasty surprise that even 3 kilometers was an effort.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there's not a lot of information out there in the public realm giving us guidance, and I think it'll be nice to hear from a cardiologist, and he's very well read and hell of approachable guy, so it'll be great have his input.
Yeah, you've definitely piqued my interest. I went through a similar kind of time frame. I had the Omicron variant now in December, and I can just feel getting back into fitness, it doesn't feel the same, but I'm left with more questions than answers. So knowing that there is the space that I can arrive to, I think that's a fabulous opportunity, and just I really want to commend you on this work. I think it's something that is really needed within the community. So a cardiologist and yourself, a shoulder specialist, tell me, how exactly does your profession relate to a COVID talk?
So interestingly, one of the things that we've started seeing is there's been quite a lot of post-COVID shoulder pain, specifically
shoulder pain.
And there's quite a nice study that came out of the States looking at, you know, why, where, what is it stemming from? And essentially, not to give away too much out of my talk, but you know, you're looking at two broad perspectives. One being there's quite a lot of frozen shoulder or post-COVID adhesive capsulitis.
Okay.
And then there's obviously specific ways to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also seeing quite a lot of reactive arthritis.
Wow.
So as
just
a result,
flares from the inflammation.
Yeah. So it's antibody immunoglobulin immuno-related reactive arthritis.
Wow.
So there is that, hence the sort of shoulder slant.
Okay.
To one of the talks.
That is so interesting. I would have never drawn that correlation, but again, there may be somebody thinking that it can't possibly be related, but here you are telling us it is. It's true.
There's evidence for it.
And then your third speaker?
So we're very fortunate. We've got Jody, who is a biokineticist.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, together with Nick, they've come up with a plan, a program, which is very exciting. So those guys, ladies and gents who've had COVID, you don't even have to have had COVID, but essentially looking at your physiological parameters and giving you a dedicated guideline on how to return, holding your hand back to health and getting back to physical activity and living life again.
That's incredible. You know, we want to, we think it's easy to just put on our shoes and go, but sometimes we don't really have the means to understand the alarm bells that are sounding off. So if you can get yourself into a space to reap the benefits of this knowledge, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to do that. I think there should be an Active Orthopedics in every single town and city, but how lucky are we to have it here in our very own Balito?
Yeah, so we're gonna try this one, which we're gonna launch on the 26th, which is on Saturday.
Okay.
And then we're gonna try run it sort of every 6 to 8 weeks, different topics.
Incredible. Different speakers every time.
Absolutely, different speakers, give everyone a chance. You really want to hone in on the ladies and gentlemen who've got the knowledge.
Yes.
And put them
and in connect the people to them.
100%.
I love that. So different topics, different speakers every 6 to 8 weeks, and then one thing that stays the same is there will always be an active element to it. And will this always be running?
It won't always be running.
Oh.
So one of the cool things we did towards the end of, I think it was 2019,
mm-hmm.
is we've got a very good relationship with the Sharks.
Okay.
And we did Shark Fit, which was was essentially run by the Sharks by Kineticist, a fitness worker, high intensity training program. We did that for half an hour.
So like training, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm fascinated. So training as if you were a rugby player, would there be elements of that in, or am I going too far with this?
No, definitely no. There was no contact. So there was no. It was more out on just on the outskirts of the stadium,
okay.
And it was just basically a HIIT training session that we did that was guided by them. And then after that, yeah, then we had the talks, and that was done in the Sharks gym,
okay.
And from there we watched the game.
How
so
cool.
You know, so these kind of things, it's going to evolve.
Yeah.
And watch the space. It's definitely not always going to be running, and there's going to be a lot of elements with the intention of it just being a hell of a lot of fun.
Sounds like fun. I'm really excited.
And no barriers to discussion, breaking down those traditional stereotypes of, the GP sits in his GP office and the biokineticist sits in the gym. We break that down and we can collaborate.
I think so much good can come from that. It's incredible. And if there is somebody who is in the health space who's listening to this and wants to get involved, how can they actually connect with you and become part of, not necessarily the team, but just, perhaps they are relevant in the next topic, and how do they know more about this?
Absolutely. So one of the options is come along and join us on Saturday the 26th.
Yes, next week Saturday next at Holla, yes.
Yeah. So okay. And then the we've got the website will be up and running by Monday, I've been assured. So that'll be activeortho.co.za.
Fantastic.
So you'll be able to contact us via there. There is an up and running Facebook page.
Okay.
Active Orthopedics.
So if someone wanted to have a look, immediately hop onto Facebook at Active Orthopedics over there.
That's probably the easiest and quickest, but the website will be up and running on Monday.
Okay.
And from there, we'll put all the contact details, email addresses, and then obviously from then a dedicated WhatsApp line.
Great.
And we'll take it from there.
I know a lot of stuff happens on WhatsApp these days. It's really the easiest. But one thing that I found really incredible here as well is, And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but these events and the discussions can actually bear CPD points for our health professionals as well?
Yeah. So we've applied and it's in the, it'll be done, but we've got it right for every single one of the prior events. So it's through the Colleges of Medicine, the Health Professional Council, and it's a CPD. So those healthcare professionals that require CPD points, those we apply for prior to the event, and anywhere between 2 and 3 points, and depending on the speakers, we can,
and the topic,
absolutely. One of the scarce elements is what we call ethics points. We've got to get a certain number of ethics points over time, and so hopefully for the next one we'll get an anaesthetist or were a physician who's involved in the medico-legal realm to
to
you know, so there are ethics points up on offer as well.
That's very, very interesting. Thank you so much for coming to tell us about this event. That is next weekend, the first one kicking off since COVID has happened. The topic is COVID related. That's the 26th of February, and this is at Fairview Estate.
Fairview Estate near Hollard Trails. Mm-hmm. So if you do get in contact with us on, and we'll send out WhatsApps and pins, and it'll be well signposted. And then join us, have a few talks. We'll have a 5K run and then a cup of coffee or a bottle of water afterwards.
That sounds fantastic. And tell me, last thing, I know you have to probably get back to surgery. I'm not sure if you have any bookings, and I'm so sorry if you're listening in the hospital bed and waiting for your doctor to arrive. I'm keeping him very busy. But do people need to actually RSVP, or can they just show up?
Probably best to RSVP.
Okay.
Just in terms of, again, just with the COVID regulations, we've just got to make sure that we don't breach what government has in terms of an event
can't
size.
Exactly do that at a COVID related tour. Okay,
absolutely.
Bearing the title of doctor. So if you would like to make your reservation and avoid disappointment, you can actually email drwillhaynes75@gmail.com. very professional. They are opening a WhatsApp line soon, or simply head on over to the Facebook page. And this event is on the 26th of February, happening at Fairview Estates near Hollard Trails. Arrive at 6:30 for a 7 a.m. start time. And is the run first or the talk first?
Talk first, and then the run.
Okay, fantastic. So be prepared to get hot and wear your sunscreen.
100%.
Fantastic, Doctor. Thank you so much for coming in. And we really look forward to hearing more about Active Orthopedics and its reach and how it grows, the next events. And yeah, just thank you so much for being so collaborative. I think that's the key word in this. It's a collaborative space. And I think where there is room for collaboration and just space to actually host discussions and have differences of opinion, only good things can come from that.
Thank you so much, Leah. It's an absolute pleasure. And it's really great to be part of the Belita community.
Fantastic. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. That was Dr. Will Haynes, heading off for surgery now, Doctor. The doctor will see you now, but we are headed on back to the music.